Because I basically went along to the consultation on the 4th of October, and just talking to some of the, you know, the people from the companies who are planning to build these houses, you know, the people who are designing it, and also the construction company, it was almost presented as if it was a done deal. So basically it was, you know, where do you want the houses to be built? Do you want, you know, spaces between? Where do you want the school located? If, you know, we'll put, because in the blurb it says, you know, allocation for a school, but there's no guaranteed funding from it, from KCC, and also for the medical centre as well. And it's just the way it was presented as if it was already decided, when essentially we're still in the process of doing the local plan or trying to agree the local plan, and that consultation doesn't end, as you know, till the 27th of January. So it kind of, to be honest, it just got my back up a bit, you know. It kind of infuriated me that they were almost trying to present it as if it was already decided, when, you know, as you know, the local plan hasn't been decided. Then you need the planning permission, which is a separate battle entirely, if it even gets that far. So for me, it was the fact that when you looked at the numbers, you know, 1,600 homes, you kind of go, it's quite a lot of housing. But then when you work out, you know, I sat down and I thought, well, how many people? So I was working it on a basis of three. I mean, you know, Hannes is 2.4, but, you know, if you say three, it comes out to 4,800, almost 500 people, you know, because obviously household numbers will vary. That's a 50% increase in the population of Birchington. And just from, you know, my experience of trying to get an appointment at the local medical centre for myself, my wife, or my, you know, parents who live here as well, it's, I wouldn't say it's impossible, but it's actually difficult. So I just thought, in effect, they're building, you know, these 5,000 or homes for 5,000 additional people. It's going to totally transform the nature of the village anyway, but it's more to do with the infrastructure that goes with it. The roads already, you know, backed up all the way out down the hill during summer. They say there's provision for a road, but, you know, my point is, if they should build the road anyway without the additional housing, that's, you know, we do need a relief road. I'm not completely anti-development. It's just the fact that they're doing it without the provisions needed to, you know, have that number of people living in this area. It's 50% increase in the village. So